Greetings, salutation, and love to all my sub-motivees and game changers. This is Miss Ken Ken on Levelhead Radio, and today's topic is, I'm not perfect, I'm processing. The downfall is that we are in competition with others. We feel like we have to keep up with the Joneses, keep up with the Kardashians, keep up with the drama, keep up with the mess, keep up with stress, and we put ourselves in predicaments that we can just get ourselves out to. Yes, we have to work on our attitude. Yes, we have to work on our parenting skills. Yes, we have to work as processing through the pain as we get through our healing and our battle scars. It's not going to happen overnight, but change will happen. If we just encounter the peace that comes with looking on the positive outcome, if we try and feel like we must instead of adjust and adapt to the pain, we have to get tired of just feeling like we are on other people's standards. We have to become the best version of us, and until we meet the requirements of ourselves, meaning that we see ourselves in the mirror saying, you know what, I'm the beautiful version of me. I may not look like her. I may not have the body like her. I may not have the face like her. I may not have their shape. I may not have their smile. But you know what, I'm beautiful in my own image because God made me unique and I'm wonderfully made. You know what, I may not have the children that they have, but you know what, my children are unique and wonderfully made. I may not have that husband like that they have, but you know what, the husband that I have, or the husband that, or the wife that God has for me, is going to be something of greatness. And my participation daily is going to work on my self-image, and I'm going to work daily on reinventing myself. And nothing and no one is going to stop me or bring me down, because God has something for me on a greater level. And this process that I'm going through is not a problem. This process that I'm going through, although it comes with pain, but I'm under the ever-changing love of God. It's going to come with understanding, and it's also going to come with fear. But then you have to know that when you give your best, without the ifs, ands, or buts, even though this process may be slow and you want it quick, but it's a race for your own potential to be filled, your own competition, your own comparison of you. You should be competing to give God the credit, not anybody else. It shouldn't take that breakup. Don't give them credit to give you strength. It was God. Sometimes God will bring us into a place where we focus on the wrong things. He brought us in that relationship to see what real love is. And we focused on the hate we had for that person that did nothing but just watch us cry and die a little bit. But you know what? It's all a preparation period for success. You're on your way to greater and bigger things, and all things are possible, because when you see the wrong things and you feel the wrong things and you know that there's a potential to be greater, then that's when you know that with God all things are possible. You know that all things can be great and nothing will stop you, because you are your obstacle. You are the thing that God is waiting for your dreams to come true. So when people are trying to sweat you about what you're not doing and where you're not going, and trying to make you feel vulnerable because you're not on vacation, you're not doing this, and you're taking care of your own responsibilities, just level up on your own level. Level up on your pace. And with God, you're going to be doing great things. Just remember, even though you're in a storm, God's rainbow is a sign that the rain won't kill you, it'll make you stronger. And it will never defeat you. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for... Sorry about that, guys. Stay tuned for... Maybe I'm tripping. All right, we're back with maybe I'm tripping, but doesn't it seem like they're coming out with the iPhone and all these cars and apps and you got to update too often? It's like a 5 to 6 month thing going on. It's constant, it's consistent. It's like, do I really have to update? Should I really keep my phone? Should I really get a new car? It's just like, gosh, y'all need to slow down, man. I just got this phone. Like, I've been trying to keep up. And it's like, as soon as you buy it, it's like, oh, check out the 2019 version or 2020 version. It's like, dang, man. Even with my, even especially when you play games. It's like, you're playing the game, you get used to it, and it's like, oh, we can't play it until you update. Why do I need to update to play the game? Maybe I like this version. Maybe I like the 2016 version, and I'm still 2 years old. It's 2 years old, and I like this. I mean, dude, just stop trying to reinvent things. It's like, they're doing this stuff with movies, too. It's tripping me out. Just leave some things classic so they can last. Can I get an amen? All right, y'all, stay tuned for Level Head Love and Ease Our Minds. All right, peace. Yay! We're back with some Level Head Love. We not want to give a shout out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above, but to everybody who not only gives hope, faith, and love on a daily basis, but some who need it as well. All right, so shout outs to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Second, the Baker Clan fam, you know, my husband Donovan and Alana Laurie. Special shout outs goes out to Michael Todd. I don't know if y'all know, but I'm a little late on him. He's been in the game for a long time. He's a pastor at Transformation Church. Man, he had this wisdom with saying, you know, going through life, you always feel like you're getting buried and buried with pain, but you know what he says? You're not buried, you're being planted. Ugh, that was a revelation. Shout outs to Transformation Church, to Michael Todd and his beautiful family. All right, let's say prayers. Father God, touch anybody who's listening to this podcast. Let them be healed. Let them find joy and peace and prosperity, Father. As we go on and take on the rest of this week, Father God, let us rejoice in your name. Father God, let us see the glory in every day, and let us know that we are loved, and we know that you have shined your light as a guiding star. Father God, thank you for loving us past our pain and giving us mercy even though we didn't deserve it. Father God, thank you for giving me this platform. Thank you, God, for giving these people the heart to listen to me. And thank you for letting your Holy Spirit speak through me. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Thank you, God. Stay tuned for Ease My Mind. All right? Peace. Alright, it's time to ease our minds and unwind and just let the spirit of divine take its toll on this music that we're gonna let us get in our soul. Alright, my friends, enjoy these songs. Alright, we're back. Oh, what can I say, my friends? Where do I begin? It's time to come to a closing end. My friends, we gotta just end it. You know, even though sometimes the process might seem like it's taking forever. Like you just cook some Hot Pockets and popcorn and you done seen 3 movies in 1 year. And you just see everybody prospering and then you just get so frustrated. You're like, God, what is going on here? I know you got things under control, but can I help you? God doesn't need no help. God's timing is always right. He's always done it in the accurate, most sincere way. His ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So when you say, hey, if I tweak this a little bit, if I just promote myself, maybe it'll go faster. Maybe if I just drop this album right now, it'll go platinum. Maybe God's like, maybe if you wait, I can make it go double platinum, even triple. But you're so eager to get the blessing. You're so eager to be in that house. You're so eager to get that car. You're so eager to get those children. And you don't even know that you're not ready yet. Sometimes we forget that God is a person that operates in order. He operates in order so that things will be adjusted according to his purpose. It's not so we can be comfortable. It's because, you know, we always want to be on a certain level because instant gratification is key. I get it. I'm struggling with something myself. You know, the things that I have that God has revealed to me, It's not jumping off right now, but I know that he told me to do it. I know that he put it in my heart. Those dreams, those visions right now, they might not be working out, but you're through a process. There will be nothing but positive results in the long run, okay? Your mind, your feelings, your emotions are all wound up in the problems and not the peace that you're supposed to be in, a peaceful state of mind. It's a waiting game, you know? You have to choose to embrace it or choose to complain. All right, which decision is yours? All right, y'all. God loves you. I love you. And from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.